higher risk of stillbirth, which could influence decisions about the timing of birth. In the Sydney Local Health District, South Asian-born mothers are being offered induction at 40 weeks. And in the Southwestern Sydney Health District, for South Asian, African, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and Pacific mothers, inductions are being offered at 39 weeks. But Dr. Miranda Davies-Tuck, a perinatal epidemiologist at the Hudson Institute in Melbourne and an author of several studies, doesn't think the induction guidelines strike the right balance.
At the moment, we don't have evidence to say that we should be offering specific interventions to women in healthcare settings based on their race. The timing of birth should be a shared discussion between the woman and the clinician that matches the particular risk profile of the pregnancy and also the desire of the woman themselves.
In a statement, a spokesperson for New South Wales Health says it's committed to ensuring all women receive safe, respectful, evidence-based and equitable maternity care, including implementing programs to reduce the rates of preventable stillbirth. Dr. Miranda Davies-Tuck says her latest clinical trial found increased monitoring instead of induction can reduce stillbirth risk.
But induction of labour itself isn't without risk, and so finding strategies to make sure that the inductions are just targeted to the women who need it most is desirable.
Midwife and advocate Sharon Stollier says inducing women too early can cause harm.
It increases complications, increases interventions. It's unnecessary risk for women. Instead, I think there's so many other things we could do to reduce that risk. It's not fair to this group of women. It is racial profiling at its worst.
The Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists won't comment on the guidelines, but says it supports individualised care based on a woman's risk and choices and the latest evidence-based information.
That's Penny Burford reporting.